Hello, quiz heads. How are you? Hope you've had a fantastic week. Welcome to episode number 44 of Takeaway Trivia. It's the pub quiz in the podcast, and I'm your quizmaster, Leon. So why am I doing this? Every week, I used to host a pub quiz in Hereford, UK. Since March 2020, it's been on hiatus because of COVID. So I started this podcast basically to keep the regulars entertained, and I hope they'd listen in, you know, and keep in touch with the quiz. It's been more successful than that. We've got people messaging me all the time saying they've enjoyed the quiz from all over the world. So I'm really humbled. Thank you. If you want to get in touch, at Bar Wars on Twitter, or you can contact us via our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. Hello to you all. Glad you're enjoying the podcast. We are planning to keep it going for as long as you want it, really. Also, hello to Emma and her hockey team in Bristol, who are playing over Zoom, having a pub quiz meeting. Enjoy. Don't forget the snacks. That's the most important part of the pub quiz. Definitely. Right. So what's happening this week? The date of release of this week's podcast is the 18th of January, 2021. It's Dave Bautista's 52nd birthday today. He, of course, is one of the stars of Guardians of the Galaxy and was, of course, a wrestler as well back in the day. It's also Gourmet Coffee Day today, apparently. I love coffee. I am partial to a good cup of coffee. Although with a name like Leon here in the UK, people always mishear me and they never get my name right on the cup. It's always Neil or Liam, which is better than my grandmother-in-law. She always used to call me Nathan. I have no idea where she got that from. Anyway, it's also Winnie the Pooh Day today, honouring the birthday of Winnie the Pooh author A.A. Milne, born on this day in 1882. Right then, let's move on to the quiz. Coming away this week, we've got general knowledge. We've got a return of a quiz round that we didn't do, or we haven't done, since our second edition. Which came first? You'll play it in just a bit. Also coming up, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the final fling. Get your quiz papers ready. No cheating. Let's quiz. So, 10 questions of general knowledge. Are you ready? Question number one. What was the name of Ed Sheeran's debut album? Number one, what was the name of Ed Sheeran's debut album? Question number two, in which country would you find the river, darling? I'm not calling you darling. I'm sure you're lovely, but I'm a happily married man. Number two, in which country would you find the river, darling? Question number three, what is the fiery liquid that flows from a volcano? Question number three, what is the fiery liquid that flows from a volcano? Question number four, which of the nerds in the Big Bang Theory does Bernadette marry? Question number four, which of the nerds in the Big Bang Theory does Bernadette marry? Number five, what is the square root of 900? Question number five, what is the square root of 900? Question number six, Desperate Dan appears in which British comic book? Question number six, Desperate Dan was a character from which British comic book? Sticking with comic books, number seven, Carol Danvers is the alter ego of which superhero? Number seven, Carol Danvers is the alter ego of which superhero? Question number eight, in November 1992, a fire broke out in which British castle, causing over £30 million worth of damage? Question number eight, in November 1992, a fire broke out in which British castle, causing over £30 million worth of damage? Number nine, wet chemical, dry powder, CO2 and foam are all types of which appliance? Question number 9. Wet chemical, dry powder, CO2, and foam are all types of which appliance? Number 10. The fantasy series Game of Thrones is set in the fictional Seven Kingdoms of where? Number 10. The fantasy series Game of Thrones is set in the fictional Seven Kingdoms of where? That's your 10 for starters. Hopefully that's got you warmed up and ready for pub quiz battle. 3 more rounds to come, including the next one. Which came first? Round number 2 of this week's podcast is which came first. Now, we did this weeks and weeks ago, I think on edition number 2 of Takeaway Trivia. So it's been a long time since we've done this. Basically, I'm going to give you two objects or two people, and you've got to tell me which of them came first, or which was born first or created first. So, choice number 1, which came first? Was it Simon Cowell or Susan Boyle? Who was born first? Number 1, who was born first, Simon Cowell or Susan Boyle? Number 2, which was created first? Was it Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? Number 2, which came first, Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? Three, which came first, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Question number 3, which band performed first? Was it the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Question number 4, which games console was launched first? The Nintendo 64, I had one of those, awesome console. Or was it the PlayStation 1? Number 4, which came first, Nintendo 64 or PlayStation 1? Question number 5, which website launched first? Was it Amazon or eBay? Number 5, which came first, Amazon or eBay? Number 6, which classic science fiction franchise launched first? Was it Star Wars or Star Trek? Number 6, which came first, Star Wars or Star Trek? Number 7, which came first, Pizza Hut or Domino's? Number 7, which pizza place came first? Was it Pizza Hut or Domino's? Number 8, which pop legend was born first? Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus? Number 8, who was born first? Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus? Number 9, which mobile phone game first came onto the market? Was it Candy Crush Saga or Angry Birds? So question number 9, which mobile phone game caused you to stay on the loo for ages the first? Was it Candy Crush Saga or Angry Birds? And number 10, which classic toy came first? Was it Barbie or Mr. Potato Head? Number 10, which came first, Barbie or Mr. Potato Head? I bet that round has caused some arguments, hasn't it? All right then, let's take a look at the answers to general knowledge. Number 1, what was the name of Ed Sheeran's debut album? That was Plus. All of his albums, I think, have been named after sort of mathematics, haven't they? But Plus was first. Number 2, in which country is the River Darling? That's in Australia. Number 3, what is the fiery liquid that flows from a volcano? That's lava. Number four, which of the nerds in The Big Bang Theory does Bernadette marry? It's Howard. Five, what's the square root of 900? 30. Six, Desperate Dan appears in which comic book? The Dandy. Seven, Carol Danvers is the alter ego of which superhero? Captain Marvel. Eight, in November 1992, a fire broke out at which British castle? Windsor Castle. Number nine, wet chemical, dry powder, CO2 and foam are all types of which appliance? They are all fire extinguishers. And 10, fantasy series Game of Thrones is set in the fictional Seven Kingdoms of where? The Seven Kingdoms of Westeros. And I'm one of those people that has never seen Game of Thrones. And I'd probably love it. I genuinely would probably love it, but I'm just thinking there's like eight or seven series of it. It's too late now, isn't it? Too late to get on board. It's been done and dusted. Too late. Although I am giving The Expanse a go this week. I've really enjoyed the first few episodes of that. Okay, let's move on to the next round of this week's takeaway trivia. It's time to play 5-4-3-2-1. In this round, question number one is worth 5 points. Question two is worth 4 points. Question number three is worth 3 points. Question four is worth 2 points. And question five is worth 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. Now, he asked for quite a lot of information, especially in question number one. So please feel free to pause the podcast because question number one is worth 5 points. So number one, can you name the last five England soccer managers? So can you name the last five England team football managers? Number one, name the last five England football managers of the national soccer team. Number two, according to the Bible, which four creatures were sent to plague Egypt? Feels like we're living through that right now in some respects. Number two, according to the Bible, which four creatures were sent to plague Egypt? Number three, what are the names of the Powerpuff Girls? Question number three, what are the names of the three Powerpuff Girls? Number four, what are the names of Barack Obama's daughters? Question four, what are the names of Barack Obama's two daughters? And number five, false or true, 50% of the world's pig population lives in China. So number five, false or true, 50% of the world's pig population lives in China. Let's take a look at your answers to which came first. Number one, which came first, Simon Cowell or Susan Boyle? Simon Cowell came first. He was born in 1959. Subo was born in 1961. Which came first, Coca-Cola or Pepsi? It was Coca-Cola in 1886. Number three, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? It was the Beatles. They first played under that name in 1960. The Stones first played as the Rolling Stones in 1962. Four, which came first, the Nintendo 64 or PlayStation 1? I've got great memories of my Nintendo 64. I used to love GoldenEye, loved Mario 64. I enjoyed Mario Kart, but actually I preferred Diddy Kong Racing back in those days. That was a great game. Anyway, which came first? It was the PlayStation. That was launched in 1994. The N64 came along in 1996. Number five, Amazon or eBay? Amazon came first in 1994. eBay was a year later. Six, Star Wars or Star Trek? Star Trek's the older statesman out of those two. Star Trek first launched on television anyway in 1966 with an episode called The Man Trap, although there was a pilot episode called The Cage about 2 years earlier, I think, in 1964. Star Wars didn't come along until the 70s, 1977. Number seven, which was first, Domino's or Pizza Hut? It was Pizza Hut in 1958. Number eight, Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus? Taylor Swift, of course, in 1989. Candy Crush Saga or Angry Birds? I was more of an Angry Birds kind of guy. I used to play that a lot. 2009, Angry Birds, that came along, came first. Candy Crush was in 2012. Number 10, which came first, Barbie or Mr. Potato Head? it was Mr. Potato Head. In 1952, Barbie didn't come along until 1959. And the original Mr. Potato Head didn't have the plastic potato. You were originally meant to just buy the pieces and stick them in real potatoes. How weird's that? There you go. I hope you did well on that round. Now let's find out the answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number one, can you name the last five England football managers? This is for the national team, the national British soccer team. The most recent or current one is Gareth Southgate. Before him was Sam Allardyce. There was Roy Hodgson. Stuart Pearce was a caretaker manager, but we are counting him. And before that, Fabio Capello. Number two, according to the Bible, which four creatures were sent to plague Egypt? Locusts, gnats, flies, and then frogs. Is a plague of frogs really that threatening? I don't know. There's an episode of The Simpsons, isn't there, where Bart takes a frog to Australia, I suppose. Number three, name the three Powerpuff Girls. There's Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Number four, what are the names of Barack Obama's daughters? They are Natasha and Malia Ann. Now, he tends to call Natasha Sasha, though. And number five, false or true, 50% of the world's pig population lives in China. That is true. I suppose a lot of their sort of Chinese traditional dishes do include pork, don't they? So that makes sense, I guess. There you go. That's your answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And which came first? Done. All that remains is the final round of this week's Takeaway Trivia. And it is, of course, the final fling. It's the final fling, 15 questions of general knowledge. This time a little bit harder though. Are you ready? Question number one. Brilla soup is traditionally made using which meat? Number one, Brilla, B-R-I-L-L-A. So Brilla soup is traditionally made using which meat? Number two, a Scouser hails from which British city? Number two, a Scouser originates in which British city? Number three, One Infinite Loop is the address of the headquarters of which company? Question number three. One Infinite Loop is the address of the headquarters of which company? Question number four. Margaret Thatcher was elected as the Conservative MP for which London borough in 1959? Question number four again. Margaret Thatcher was elected as the Conservative MP for which London borough in 1959? Question number five, which American state is divided into parishes rather than counties? Number five, which American state is divided into parishes rather than counties? Question number six, brass is French for which part of the body? So bras, which is B-R-A, is French for which part of the body? That's question number six. Number seven, how old was Hitler when he died? So number six, how old was Hitler when he died? Number eight, how many days are there in three fortnights? Number eight, how many days are there in three fortnights? Question number nine, the CD or compact disc first became commercially available in October of which year? Number nine, the CD first became commercially available in October of which year? Question number 10, Manchego, that's M-A-N-C-H-E-G-O. Manchego is what type of foodstuff? So number 10, Manchego is what type of foodstuff? Number 11, the Old Bailey, which is, I think they're sort of criminal courts in Britain, stands on the site of which former prison? So number 11, the Old Bailey, which are justice courts in London, stand on the site of which former prison? Number 12, which animal is found on the British Pathé Films logo? Number 12, which animal is found on the British Pathé Films logo? Number 13, who traded places with Eddie Murphy in the film Trading Places? Number 13, who traded places with Eddie Murphy in the film Trading Places? Number 14, in which year was the Penny Black, the world's first adhesive postage stamp, issued? Question number 14, in which year was the Penny Black issued? And that was the world's first adhesive postage stamp. And finally, this week, in emails, what does the B in BCC stand for? So number 15, in emails, what does the B in BCC stand for? There you go. That's the final 15 questions of Takeaway Trivia. How are you feeling this week? Are you feeling confident that you're going to win it? What prizes have you got in store if you're the winner? Hope it's something good. Let's find out. Here's the answers. So here we are, the answers to the final round already this week. It's gone really quick, hasn't it? All right then, number one, Brilla soup is traditionally made using which meat? That's beef. Number two, a Scouser hails from which English city? Liverpool. Three, One Infinite Loop is the address of the headquarters of which company? Apple. Four, Margaret Thatcher was elected as the Conservative MP for which London borough in 1959? Finchley. Number five, which American state is divided into parishes rather than counties? Louisiana. Six, bras is French for which part of the body? That's arm. Seven, how old was Hitler when he died? He was 56. Eight, how many days are in three fortnights? 42. Number nine, the first CD was commercially available in the October of which year? 1982. Number 10, Manchego is what type of foodstuff? It's a cheese. 11, the Old Bailey stands on the site of which former prison? Newgate Prison. Number 12, which animal is found on the British Pathé Films logo? It's a cockerel. 13, who traded places with Eddie Murphy in the film Trading Places? Dan Aykroyd. 14, in which year was the Penny Black, the world's first adhesive postage stamp, issued? 1840. And finally this week, in emails, what does the B in BCC stand for? Blind. It's blind carbon copy. There you go. Crown your winner. Whatever they've won this week, if you're playing against someone, they deserve it. Maybe you're just going to bring them tea in bed tomorrow morning. That'd be a nice way to wake up, wouldn't it? Or maybe you're going to clean the car for them. Not that the car's going anywhere if you're in the UK right now. Lockdown 3 continues, and I will be back with another edition of Takeaway Trivia next Monday to entertain you. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the tat fact. Did you know that humans shed 40 pounds of their skin in their lifetime, completely replacing their outer skin every month? So how do tattoos work then? There you go, that's your tat fact for this week. Have a safe week. I'll speak to you soon. hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at Bar Wars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.